seems kind of appropriate. Today, Gator, is National Bourbon Day.
Oh.
Father's Day weekend, National Bourbon Day.
Look at that.
Yep.
I enjoyed bourbon.
Yeah, I know you do. What would you put for the non-bourbon drinker? Is there a starter bourbon that you would recommend for a non-bourbon guy like myself?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you went with Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
It's good entry bourbon. The Bullet is always a good one to start with. There's a Four Roses bourbon. Those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm privy to Coppercraft. I love Coppercraft.
You put them on ice and, or do you just drink it?
No, I put it on ice.
Yeah, you do?
I do. Cause I think you need to, I think it helps to mellow it a little bit. If you, particularly if you're new to it.
Yeah, sure.
Let it sit in the ice for a little bit and then it mellows it a touch and, you know, becomes easier to drink. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sting as much, if you will. And then you get used to it and you try different kinds and you build from there. You want to get a higher alcohol content bourbons, the bottled and bond and stuff like that, and go crazy. Just try different stuff.
Gotcha. We talked about this briefly yesterday. They did turn on the Hart Plaza fountain for the first time in nearly a decade.
I saw the we read the story yesterday. We were going to do that, and of course we had the storms come through yesterday. And I saw a video of it. It looks great. It looks great. I know that they had it a little bit. Kind of a neutered version of it during the draft, but now that it's, you know, 90 degrees outside or whatever, it's going to be the high 90s next week. I think this is kind of a cool thing to have. They've got like down jets, they've got other kind of, you know, water features there, they got misters, and so it's like all around that area is gonna be pretty cool.
You know what's funny about that is that I never noticed it was turned off other than when I was down there it was off, but at no point did I think it was turned off. I just thought it was turned. I thought it was off when I was down there. I didn't. It never realized it had been officially a decade since the thing had been turned on.
Yeah, and it's got like specific hours of operation that it's open, or that it's working, I should say. But it can be cool. I mean, you get the lighting that goes with it. Mm-hmm. It's the way that whole riverfront area has transformed over the years. That's just another part of it that makes it really cool. And the fact that you can see it right while you're driving on Jefferson is also really cool.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been a decade either, Doug. I didn't realize it's been that long. Like, it's just completely, they just shut it down, not shut it off, right?
Right.
And so when I heard the story yesterday, you bringing it up, Gator, and I thought about it at home, to me it's like, all right, well, they got to turn this thing back on. Do they just go to like YouTube or something? And like, how do I turn on a humongous, you know, fountain? Because this is, it reminded me every single year, guys, I turn on my own sprinklers, okay? Every year.
You have a sprinkler system.
I have a sprinkler, in-ground sprinkler system at my house, front yard, backyard, side of the house. And I turn it on. But every single year, I go to YouTube to remind myself the steps to turn this thing back on. I should know this by now, but I just don't. I'm so lazy, or I know I'm going to YouTube. So I'm thinking, are they doing the same thing downtown?
Google search.
I gotta tell you, I also have a sprinkler system. I haven't used it in probably 6 or 7 years.
Wow, you're lucky. Because you live in a mature neighborhood with mature trees.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of shade, right?
Yes. But the sprinkler system is only good for the backyard, not in the front yard.
Okay.
But my yard is maintained. It's been pretty good. But there are some years where it's like, oh, it's really hot, and it's just, see, my grass is turning a little brown.
Yeah.
And I need to probably get after it a little bit more. But to turn them on, like the last time I turned them on was total guesswork.
So you don't even have them turned on right now?
No.
So you don't have them blown out at the end of the year?
No.
See,
no.
I hire someone for that part because you need the air pressure, all that stuff to blow out the sprinklers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this is my
own. Your sprinklers are like Hart Plaza's fountain.
This is my own ignorance and stupidity on the whole thing, right? Because I always thought that like doing that, like winterizing them or whatever, or
yeah, winterizing.
I figured that if I wait long enough into the summer to do it, anything that's in the pipes that would have been an issue, like frozen stuff, is not frozen anymore. So I don't know. Maybe I do need
that. No, you don't want water in there.
Before I turn it on, I should definitely have somebody come out and look.
Yes.
Might be a good idea. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting people don't. I'm just telling you that I have not done this.
Dude, I think
in
I'm hoping
seven,
the last time you did it, you had them winterized and you just haven't turned them back on.
Nope.
Well, there could be an issue.
There might be some issue.
I'll have somebody come out. If I feel the need to turn them back on. I just, like I said, I haven't even used them.
It's funny you say that you end up going to YouTube because
I go to YouTube for almost everything.
I've been to the Apple store like twice a year, every year for the last 10 years.
I'm sorry, where?
The Genius Bar at the Apple store. And every time I go, they show me stuff and I'm like, I swear that's the exact same reason I was here last time because now I remember this. Like right? it's always where do I store all this video that's taking up all this memory in my computer? Well, you store it in the external drive.
It goes to the cloud.
No, it goes to the 2 terabyte external disk drive that I have that I've purchased and I've got, and I keep maxing out the memory and I forget how to put the video. I every time, and they show me and I go, oh yeah. And I hate, I don't want to say to them, that's right, you've shown me this before. And
no,
that
you
all
don't
makes
have
sense,
to.
But I don't remember.
But you don't have to because they already know that. Because you have to put your name in first, yeah. And then they oh, what's your problem? And then it goes to like a whole triage, right?
Yeah.
So by the time the guy or girl comes out and helps you out, they already know that you're an idiot that you came for the same thing last year. They already know.
Here comes that.
And they're
Karsh,
just waiting. They're just waiting.
Here comes
waiting.
The Karsh dummy again.
Yeah. They're waiting and waiting for you to explain, and then like, oh yes, well it does this, and they're like, I think I came here last year for that, and they're like,
I never say it. I never admit it.
But they're waiting for you to say it. And then at some point, they'll probably just go, you were here last year for the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, and you tell them, Doug, I'll be back here next year, too.
Move.
So deal with it.
Hey, moron.
Yeah.
You've been here for this before.
You need to come to us. We're the geniuses. You clearly are not a genius. Yes, but you had you YouTubed it.
I wonder if there's a note in my file.
100%. 100%.
This dumbass is back again.
6 years in a row. Look who's here. Time for moron training again.
And they'll show it to me, and I'll go, yeah, I think I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
I just completely forgot.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I do when I go through the sprinkler, you know, stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's right. You turn it that way.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. I'm like an idiot. I'm walking around with my phone. Yeah, that's right. Pause. All right, do this. Play. All right. Every year. Like, just get it in my head once.
You've got to the point where you like know who put the count together. You recognize the voice. You got first name basis. Thank you, Steve. Like whoever did the video for you. You're on a first name basis with the guy.
I know. I want him to just say, back again, moron. Huh? Right? It's that time of year.
By the way, here's a sign that you're a radio show producer is when they turn on the sprinklers in Hart Plaza and you immediately compare it to the sprinklers at your house. Right. Hey, I've done this.
Yeah. Aside from the fact they spent $6.7 million to refurbish it and figure it out.
Well, you haven't seen my light show, Gator.
No, I guess I haven't. I have not.
I use my iPhone. I'm like, woo!
Kids love it.
Yeah.
Well, your older daughter loves it. Your other daughter ignores it.
Yeah, move on.
Mommy's would be better.
I miss mommy.
That was the other one, right?
Yeah. She was the one. No,
there was I love
gone
you.
For 6 hours. And then,
oh, my God. And I miss you.
I miss mommy.
I miss mommy.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, me too. You and me both.
Listen, we're going to make the most of this, all right? Here's a gallon of ice cream. Sit in the corner and shut up. I guess this relationship isn't working out, is it?
Don't turn those sprinklers on, too, without having somebody come.
Oh, of course not. No, right. No.
Please, yeah.
Next thing I know, I hear this. Boom! Boom, boom, boom!
You know, Lois is like launched into like the next neighborhood.
Shooting 600 feet straight up in the air. I've got a flood in my storage room like you wouldn't believe.
Lengthens on your corner, yeah. Reporting live.
I'm like on the horn to Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Guys, please tell me you can help out with my sprinklers.
News trucks.
Yeah, exactly. Mara McDonald shows up on the scene. I was going to retire, but I had to come for this story.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Katie becomes the least popular guy in his neighborhood as everybody's basement's flooded.
Yep. Stephanie Mead is in my backyard doing the meteorology report. It's raining here.
Might be a good idea.
It's raining in the Southfield area. You wouldn't believe it.